This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash. Good evening and welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Wrestle Talk in the D on a Tuesday night right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Well, we definitely are thankful to those that are listening tonight. We don't take it lightly. You could be listening to anybody else, but you decide to listen to us whenever we come on. I want to thank God Almighty, our Lord and Savior, for giving me another chance to talk and do this show. In a few minutes, I'll be bringing on my partner in crime, the professor, Dominic Portman, the one that knows all about wrestling. I'll be bringing him on shortly. And we also got our special guest co-host again, Lee Houston of the Wrestling Tracks. He'll be joining us relatively shortly as well. Before I bring these two gentlemen on, I just want to put my little two cents out there about a particular superstar. Okay, and I've been behind this particular superstar for so long, but I want to take this opportunity to preach a little bit on why this particular superstar is near and dear to my heart. And I just want to know, can this superstar get a push? Can this superstar please get a push? And that is in the person none other than Elias. Now, I know what you're saying right now. Elias, he's probably not the best wrestler, in-ring wrestler. If you listen to most people, they don't think Elias is entertaining, but I beg to differ. I think WWE is missing a huge opportunity by not cashing in on Elias. Ladies and gentlemen, for me, Elias, he's big time. Elias, he's a special, special talent. Elias, he has the charisma. Elias, he's entertaining. Elias, he's must-see TV, a word I like to use here and there. Elias is just one of these once-in-a-generational type of characters, if you will, because at the end of the day, these wrestlers, they are characters, okay? And the character of Elias is so special to me, and I just want Elias to get a push. I'm not talking about Elias winning the 24/7 championship, because that's meaningless to a person like Elias. Elias deserves a little bit more than the 24/7 championship. He deserves an IC title, maybe even a tag title, and possibly a world title down the road. That's what Elias deserves, in my opinion. So I'm taking these 2 minutes to let you know that walking with Elias is best for business. Walking with Elias is the right thing to do. You know, there's not too many wrestlers where I stop what I'm doing to watch them. There's some wrestlers where I can go to the bathroom on. There's some wrestlers where I can go to the kitchen and grab something to eat on. But Elias, he's one of those talents that I have to stop what I'm doing and watch what he's going to say next. You know, and again, he's not just entertaining. He's a good in-ring wrestler, in my opinion, too. So I just want Elias to get a push here and there. For those of you that are listening that want to call in, the phone number is 646-668-8672, 646-668-8672. We got a lot of lot to get into tonight, and I'm not going to be the only one talking tonight. We got two fine brothers coming on the show tonight that knows a lot about wrestling. We got to get into this week in wrestling. We got to get into some Tessa Blanchard things. We got to get into possible WrestleMania dream matches or nightmare matches, and so forth. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my partner on first, Dominic Portman, the professor Dominic Portman. And Dominic Portman, what's up again to you, brother?
Hey, daddy's home. Let's get to it.
You coming to get Goldie, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro. We got a lot to get into today, man. I know we talked over the course of today and yesterday about some of the things that we wanted to talk about. Give me the green light. We can bring Lee Houston on whenever you feel like you want to start talking with him. But we definitely got a lot to get into. It was a great weekend of wrestling. But I'm gonna turn the floor over to you. You got anything to say to start off the show?
Let's start off the show with NXT UK Takeover Blackpool 2. What a phenomenal show.
Mm-hmm.
It was, man, kudos. I give a standing ovation to every performer. I mean, they brought it all, man.
Yep.
I mean, from start to finish. Let me stop. My least, if I had to say least favorite or least, it could have been a little bit better match was probably the stipulation match, the triple threat tag team ladder match, because that was those guys' first time ever performing in the ladder match.
Right.
And then, wasn't used to working in the stipulations. We saw a lot of botches. And
yeah.
Errors. But the main event was pretty good. I mean, let me track back. The beginning match. I have never seen a 5-star beginning match in quite a while like that.
Ooh,
oh my
look
goodness.
At you.
It was speechless. It's the reason why the NXT is nicknamed the Bruiserweight Division.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Every competitor
Bruiser.
Was laid it on the
yep.
line. Bruiser. Yeah.
Yep.
So, and the end, you know, the Undisputed Era coming out at
God.
The end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, they're like the hottest stable right now. I mean, they all got gold.
Mm-hmm.
They won majority of the NXT award.
Yeah.
I mean, they stole the show at Survivor Series. Well, except for Bobby Fish and O'Reilly, they came up short, I think. So, but it was an unforgivable night.
It was. It's a piggy.
Yeah, say it again.
And to piggyback, because I'm so excited over here, to piggyback on what you're saying, Dominic. Just to talk about the Undisputed Era for a moment, like the Undisputed Era, they remind me of those, you know, in school you have those popular kids, and then you have those other kids that are super popular, and Undisputed Era are like those jocks with the varsity jacket that all the girls love, you know, and me as a guy, if I was a girl, and people don't think. Don't put your mind in the gutter, but if I was a girl, I'll be all over them because they have that it factor. Everybody can't have that it factor. And Undisputed Era, they have that it factor, man. And they're arguably the hottest thing. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish, sir.
They're arguably the hottest thing that NXT has, and arguably the hottest thing in professional wrestling, because the Undisputed Era, they never disappoint. I've never seen them disappoint. I haven't been following them all for their tenure in NXT, but I've recently followed them over the past year, and they never disappoint. You know, they are the best faction going today. And I know you got something to say, but regarding NXT UK, that was one of the better shows I've seen in the last 10 years. And I'm not bloviating at all. It's one of the best pay-per-views I've seen in the last 10 years. It ranks up there because, you know, it started off fast-paced. You know, I like those types of things. I like my pay-per-view to start off fast-paced, you know. And I like the crowd was a factor. The crowd was a factor. And I wish more American crowds were like those crowds in the UK. Because those crowds, believe it or not, they energize the wrestlers. And that was a big thing that I looked at in that particular pay-per-view. But I know you got something to say.
No, not really. I was going to have a funny moment, but no, man, you kind of came in and just shut me down in a good way, in a respectful way.
You gotta say it now, man. You know, you already spoken into. You already said. You already alluded to it. You gotta say it.
Nah, I'm good, man.
Okay, well just tell me off air.
This week in wrestling, and I mean, well, so far Monday Night Raw, man. My overall grade average, I will give it. I would give it probably like a C+, man. It started off as like the usual what everybody's complaining about with Raw. They always got to have a monologue. You know, Randy Orton came out. AJ Styles came out. After that, they went back and forth, comparing each other moves as if it was penis size. Then McIntyre came out. Which everyone is truly right now is another fan favorite right now who's heavily wants to push and is one of the top, I would say top five in everybody in everybody list right now to going into the Royal Rumble, hands down. If he's not one, I know one of mine I said was Kevin Owens, and I know you got one of you guys said so. I mean, excuse me, McIntyre. Yeah, these are guys that's like they got the juice, the sauce, as the young kids say.
Right.
You know, the same old little storyline, the Big Show, KO Brawl, the Fist. It was like, Rowan, Rowan demolished another jobber, and this should be with the Rowan gimmick. It's coming quite interesting. He got bit by whatever that was in the cage, Martez.
I actually didn't see that segment, but I think that's funny.
We're gonna keep tuning in.
Yep.
Well, see what's finally in that cage. Sarah Logan had a chance to face the Queen. It was an exclusive interview. She had when she's I like the angle they're booking with her and tweeting Charlotte Flair, giving Charlotte Flair a new competitor, somebody to a female that's stepping up in the women's division, saying hey, don't put me on the back burner. You know, we respect whoever, but it's, give me the green light. Let me show you what I can do,
Right.
So big ups to Sarah Logan. Then we had the Big Show and Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe versus Seth Rollins and AOP. Match. I can't even remember. Who won? Do you know who won that?
I I don't think it was a winner because Buddy Murphy, he interfered in the match.
Buddy Murphy interfered. And then I think, Aleister Black come out as well, but we know at the end, or did they have another feuding match?
Yeah, they had a match earlier on in the night where Aleister Black unfortunately beat Buddy Murphy again, but Buddy Murphy, he decided not to go back to the locker room. Buddy Murphy decided to stay out ringside during the main event match, and that's how that whole Buddy Murphy interference
angle. I'm sorry, I'm kind of jumping the gun. Yeah, I kind of messed it up. I know the Rusev and Lashley match. Yeah, it was kind of a hit or miss for me. I know the Brock Lesnar's and Heyman did a segment that what was it? Heyman gave a hint off to the truth will set you free, was cutting a promo, so all of a sudden R-Truth came out, ironically, thinking they was referring to him, and, you know, it was a comedy moment, and he went to Suplex City, and then Mojo Raleigh, another forgetting gem that's been getting buried, came out and seized 24/7 title. So
when did that
like
happen?
That was part. Yeah, that was after. I think that was probably right after Brock was left and Heyman left the ring. Mojo came out and he pinned Truth with now he's the currently 24/7 title holder.
Oh wow!
And then Then
No, go ahead. I was just saying that's crazy. Truth continues to lose it.
Yeah.
Lee Houston, he's in a circle with us right now. So go ahead and finish, Dominic. But Lee Houston, you could jump in right after Dominic if you choose to.
Yeah. Then there, hour number three, we see that I guess the contract or the contract signer of Demon Baki Lunch and the Emperor of Tomorrow. Asuka spitted the brain mist between Baki Lynch face. There was an interview, I remember, with Drew McIntyre doing it more of the exclusive in the back interview. Then I remember one Ricochet and Anasha as well, that he was going to be entering the, this year's Royal Rumble. To the tag team, this is one of the reasons why I feel like the tag team division, it's quite a few bright teams, but the booking and the matchup is very poor and just pretty much downhill. Like the Viking Raiders, I'm convinced they saw me over there. They're a pretty good tag team. They remind me of an old school combination of Demolition mixed with Road Warriors. Big agility guy, Smash Mouth powerhouse. You know, that can just look like the guys that's when you go to a bar. You get into a bar fight with.
I'm just over them right now, man. They're just pretty stale to me at this point. The Viking Raiders.
Yeah, it's getting stale.
WWE does that on purpose. They made the revival stale a few times. The Viking Raiders are stale. OC, they're stale. Say what you want. OC are. Yeah. Like they had a great opportunity to capitalize on the OC, but the OC, Gallows and Anderson in specific, they are stale right now. And I don't know why they continue to.
That's what I'm saying. The tag team division is stale. And it's like they got some low spread teams, but it's just so still the booking. Like this open challenge, you know, especially when AOP is back, you would guess that, you know, sooner or later with the go ahead.
Yeah, let hold that thought. I know we got a phone call. I'll go screen that phone call. But let's get Lee Houston in on this and see what he has to elaborate on anything he heard thus far. Lee.
All right.
How you doing, bro?
We doing good, man.
What's going on, Lee?
Business. So let me. Y'all didn't talk about this yet. I'm very bring it up.
We can't hear you, sir. We can't hear you.
Huh?
We can't hear you that
way. Hang on a second. There you go. Hang on a second.
Hang on a second, y'all.
Okay, Donald, let's continue on, man.
Hey, Mr. Lee, you there?
Yay, why you muted it? I'm here. What's up? Muted somebody.
All right, now. Yeah, no, it wasn't me. It was probably my chest. It was probably having just technical difficulties. We couldn't hear you for a second, man.
All right, now, thing if I was muted. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all ain't talked about this yet, but needs to be brought up. I guess I'm the guy to do it. There's a big old elephant in the room. You know, I need to address right quick. That is the person of Tessa Blanchard.
We're gonna get to that, man. Dominic, you wanna just go to that right now?
Yeah, so pretty much like I said, Ron was a C-plus overall. Next topic.
Let's go to Tessa Blanchard. Go ahead and start it off, Lee.
All right. So, in my humble opinion, I'm mixed emotions about it, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, no matter how you feel about it, the powers that be made the decision. As of Sunday night, the petition was made, but you like it or not, last time I checked, you ain't paying the bills. So last time I checked, we're paying the bills, make the decision, right? So, Tessa Blanchard is your, like it or not, Impact Wrestling heavyweight champion of the world. She's the second woman in history, makes a sexy star from Lucha Underground, to be anybody's world champion. That's the good news. The bad news is 24 hours before that, I came in my opinion about it with the whole thing. Rachel, she's being a racist and a bully. What's that about?
Yeah, it caught me off guard. Like, you know, we've been mentioning that about the show about her. Like, man, she's about to, you know, break records, and then all of a sudden, 24 hours before the pay-per-view, we get these, you know, allegations saying that she's a bully, you know, that she's, in, you know, not supportive of other females. She put other females down, and currently, a wrestler we had on the show, if I'm not correct, Martez, La Rosa, that she... in her face and call her the N-word.
Yeah.
So it's like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But now,
the
Jobber Tears podcast, I think they're behind Tessa Blanchard, and they're reporting that La Rosa and Tessa Blanchard, they had this thing where it was okay for Tessa Blanchard to call her the N-word. And now people are trying to blow it out of proportion because the scandal, quote unquote, that took over the nation over this weekend. But long story short, like the Jobber Tears podcast, they're reporting that it was a known thing for La Rosa to allow Tessa Blanchard to call her in, because we know some of us black folk, we allow the other race to call us the N-word. If you grew up with the person, or if you cool with them, you work with them, and you real cool with them, you'll let them say the N-word. But I'm just saying that they reported that it's not what it seemed to be. It's not like Tessa just called her the N-word. You know, it's a situation. But I just wanted to jump in and say that.
So it's basically
I don't think
like
it's right at all.
You're basically like somebody got one black friend, they can stay that way. Basically, you know what I'm saying? So, now, here's the thing. Tessa Blanchard, I'm starting with the good side. Tessa Blanchard is your world champion. But for how long? Because now she has a target on her back. Everybody wants to be number one. And like brothers from ACDC once said, it's a long way to the top. You want to rock and roll. So she's number one. She's world champion. Great. A big old target on her back now.
Yep. She does. Mm-hmm. You ready to go to the phone lines?
Yeah, bring them on.
All right, let's go to Coco T. Ware, who's not a stranger to this station. Coco T. Ware, you're on Wrestle Talk in the D with Dominic Martez and special guest Lee Houston.
The Black Man, how you doing?
What's happening, good. Brothers? Brother Martez, the Dr. Dominic, what's happening, brother?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Just another wonderful day in kayfabe land for me, if you will. Let me just tell y'all, I'm going to shoot straight from the hip, baby. I'm looking forward to the Royal Rumble, number one. Number two, since we're talking about a serious matter here about this here Tessa Blanchard, I need to pass this question off to the CEO of kayfabe, Mr. Antoine Davenport. This requires a more serious take. Brother Antoine, right. Come on in on this one. All right. Hey, how y'all doing, guys? I got the Coco passed the question on to me. And, I'm just going to say the first time I heard about the whole thing, I don't know, just seemed, I don't know, funny. It came out of nowhere. I mean, then people piled on. So I was just like, I don't know. I mean, you got, you know, just because sometimes you got people saying the same thing. It may or may not be true. But then, of course, everyone gets angry and they want to believe the first accusation. Instead of letting both sides make their case. And I guess I kind of let Tessa do that for herself. But at the end of the day, I just don't see this sticking much longer. I mean, of course, people out there in social media world, you know, they'll never let it go. You know, they'll never forgive if she's apologized. I don't even know. But then you also got to look at it. Who's her father? Tully. Tully had a history of being, you know, a jerk, you know, behind the scenes. He had a long history of that. So I guess the apple don't fall far from the tree. With the whole racism stuff, I don't know, man. I guess I'm kind
that
of over some
fake,
of it.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't watch much Impact anyway, but I will say this on the – if I could book it in a perfect world to focus on something more positive and fun on this, what I want Tessa Blanchard to come to the E, and instead of her aligning herself with the so-called four horsewomen, I wish it would find another name, but that's another story for another day. But link up not with Charlotte and Becky and Bailey and Sasha. She needs to go ahead and link up in a twist with Rhonda, with Shayna. I'm not going to put the other two girls. They don't pop out enough for me. Add a fourth girl to this new stable, and it's going to be the women's division going to be thumping.
That's a problem because Rhonda Rousey trying to get busy, so that's a problem. Anyway. Ronda Rousey trying to have a family, trying to get busy, and it's positive. But how you doing, Ronda? Anyway, I would like to say this one second, ladies and gentlemen, that in my humble opinion, I don't think Tessa Blanchard uses my daddy's Hall of Famer card. Not this time, baby. You got these on your own. James Jackson wrote a song, y'all. What's definitely daily, right? So this professional wrestling is about to borrow that song for 1 second. What's definitely lately? You can't use your daddy's Hall of Famer now. Nah, the daddy ain't gonna do with it. It's all you and how, like I said earlier, you're the world champion, Tessa, but for how long? Because the clock is ticking, girl.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, if you don't mind, let me chime in on that. With her being this whole Impact World Champion, I ain't gonna lie to you. I really don't care too much for that, personally. Only because it's not believable. I mean, here at best, he's probably about 150 pounds at best.
Right.
Not even that. And you beat this man who's about twice your size.
Let's go back in time. China. Remember China? Remember that woman? The nicest woman in the world, China? Remember that? Yeah. She beat men and women to oblivion.
But the difference is China. Now, here's the thing. I know my thing is not going to be perfect, but I think it's justified because China was a legit Amazonian woman. She was a bodybuilder.
Yep.
She was strong.
Yeah,
it was believable. And secondly, she went after the Intercontinental title. She didn't go after the WWE Championship. So at that time, it was believable. I mean, she was legit almost 200 pounds muscle. Few women can pull that off. And even in a, you know, to switch over to AEW, I don't care for Nyla Rose. I don't care for that because Nyla Rose looks like Rhino dressed in drag.
And she a man. She a man
wrestling.
At the end of the day.
I know.
She's a man.
Thank you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Rhino is wrestling 80-pound women, which I don't know what they're doing booking these Japanese women that are 80 pounds. They turn sideways and disappear, and you got Nyla Rose not only wrestling with them, but losing to them. So that don't make sense. So here's what if I could book it, if I was booking it, here's what I would do with Nyla Rose, since, hey, the transgender thing is a trend. What I would do in an interesting twist, but everybody would get it, is I would put Nyla Rose up against the men, and, you know, where, quote-unquote, her claim would be, I'm a woman that can beat any man. And then that way it makes more sense. And then you can open up the door for Awesome Kong or any other big lady you bring up in there for Nyla to challenge. That, to me, would make the most sense. But going back to the whole Tessa thing, I mean, hey, let's just call it like it's Impact. I mean, they're kind of on the bottom towards some of the better, you know, the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to some of the better wrestling promotions. So I guess they feel like, hey, let's do something that would shock everybody. That's one.
Right.
But, you know, you can't do that forever because after a while it's just, it's a wonderful moment for now, but I don't think it's believable.
Hey, guys, let's Dominic want to get in. Dominic wants to say something, then I got something small to say when he gets finished.
All right. Yep, I hear everybody's opinion. The reason why I'm like, I give her applause, this is my pro and con. I've been watching some of, you know, Tessa Blanchard matches and, like, you know, backtrack and doing my homework on her. She's an amazing, you know, wrestler, female wrestler. When I watch her, I've been watching her when she was on some of the indie promotions and stuff, doing intergender matches. She's one of the, I mean, she's probably, I guess not everybody's ready to put her up there with China, or I kind of outdo her right now as her being the heavyweight Impact champion. I'm with you, Tone, that they probably should have gave her what she probably should have did, the X Division title, the second favorite title of that promotion, instead of the world title.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at her, man, and the promo and the matches she was feuding with Callahan, she was taking some bumps, bro. That wasn't like you couldn't fake the funk.
Well,
to the point you saw she had a nice moonshine on the eye.
My whole issue is this, and I'm going to say it real briefly because I know everybody else got feedback that they want to ring her. But my thing is this.
Yeah.
You know, I have an issue with her putting that male strap on her waist because, and I know this has nothing to do with in-ring capabilities, but if there was a man going for the women's championship, It wouldn't be this fanfare. It wouldn't be this great celebration. It wouldn't be this kumbaya going on. So that's the issue that I have with her. And that's why I'm pretty voided out on her winning the championship. I'm not celebrating it. I'm not hating on her because I think she's an awesome talent. I just think that it should work both ways. And I know in life, things are not going to work out in both ways all the time. However, I'm not behind this, and I'm never going to get behind this because of the simple fact. I feel like they're trying to push this agenda down our throat as males. And I love women. You agree, Antoine. Even with this whole women's revolution back in WWE, they tried to force us to embrace that, you know, instead of just giving it to us and letting us embrace it on our own. They're forcing us to embrace this Tessa Blanchard as champion. Are you kidding me? She beat Byron Cage. That really don't make sense to me. You know, it really doesn't.
Yeah.
And that's just my 2 cents. And I'll let you guys jump in on anything else.
Well, I mean, I'll real quick about Brock Lesnar later.
I feel like she should have won the Ellsworth and the Intergender World title. Did the Impact title.
Yeah.
Could have gave her that one. But, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, plus it cheapens the meaning of being the women's champion in Impact, the Knockouts title. Then that means nothing.
Nothing.
What's the point in having it? I don't get that. I mean, you can't be pushing for the so-called equality all at the same time while making your women's title unequal or causing it to be, I guess, more unequal as they, you know, if they claim it is. But, you know, in all fairness, everything is not supposed to be equal. You know, the smartest thing to do, hey, let her be the women's champion. Let her make that work. Let her help us put that title over. Bring some credibility. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of it. So, it takes the luster away from being women's champion.
I don't think, sorry to cut you guys off, I don't think WWE, as much as they wanted you to believe that Becky Lynch was the man, as much as they allow her to walk around like she was the man, I don't think they would allow her to go beat a Roman Reigns in a ring. I don't think they would allow her to beat a Seth Rollins or a Brock Lesnar for that matter. I don't think, because they truly know what's best for business. People like to poo-poo on WWE, but they truly know what's best for business. And I agree with what you said, Antoine. China was believable. We all thought she looked like a man, flat out. We all thought that. You know, it made sense for her to take on Chris Jericho, take on Jeff Jarrett, you know, take on Triple H and things of that nature. It made sense. But Tessa Blanchard, it just truly doesn't make sense to me.
No, it does not.
Go ahead, Lee.
I mean, she can. Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Lee.
My tears, guys. I wanted to switch 1 second. Just 1 second. I have got to get a little bragging right. Little bragging here and there. I'm not really a football fan. I got to brag for just a second. In my home state of Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to be exact, I got to congratulate LSU. 16-0 perfect season. Okay, back to wrestling.
Go Tigers. I respect them. Good job. Go Tigers.
I had to. I'll stop from Baton Rouge. I had to. That was my whole town.
Okay.
I got to.
Oh, come on, Lee. That's, you wilding out, man.
Hey, me
I
and my dad are the best
town,
Michigan guys.
All right, let's move. I don't know how long you're going to stick with us, Antoine, but let's move on a little bit. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see NXT Liverpool. If you can briefly give us your thoughts on that, because me and Dominic, we talked about it. But if you guys saw that pay-per-view, what did you think about that show?
I think it was solid. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, this is coming from somebody who doesn't watch NXT UK, but I made it my personal business to sit down and watch that takeover, and I gotta say it was a good show. One of the matches that I really enjoyed personally was the women's match, the triple threat. It started off slow, but then it picked up in intensity. The big girl, Piper Niven. I love seeing, for some reason, I really enjoy seeing bigger women wrestle. And then even more, when I see them doing some of the stuff she did in that ring. I respected that. I like that they're allowing a little more variety with the women. They all can't be Barbie dolls, for crying out loud.
Same thing with the men.
Do that with the women, because we know women come in different shapes and sizes and can do things. Yeah. And Piper Niven was a great example of that.
And I agree. Me and Dominic, we just talking about this earlier this week, and I don't want to speak for Dominic, but I think WWE, the main roster, they need more bigger women. Nia Jax can't be the only bigger woman. Heck, she's not even there right now. And Tamina, I don't know what's the deal with Tamina, but like WWE can use somebody like her, the homegirl from the UK. I forgot her name. they can use her.
Piper.
Yeah, Piper. Like big people these days, they can move. They can move just as fast as a 165 pounder. You know, so this is a different age. It's not the age of
Yokozuna.
I'm taking
back in time to a man named Yokozuna. Remember Yokozuna? You probably don't. Yokozuna.
I just brought him up.
500 pound, like a cruiserweight.
Better yet, another unsung big 275, almost 300 guy that was doing flips. Bam Bam Bigelow. God bless.
Oh,
another big agile guy.
Yeah.
Oh, don't forget about KO. Kevin Owens doing that sweet Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's
later.
Yeah.
My bad. I didn't mean to get ahead of myself, but yeah, man.
No, you good.
No, what he was trying to say is like Kevin Owens, he's the new version of the big guys. We talking about like older big guys that were doing it before it got popular.
Yep. Vader would do some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, and even guys who didn't do all the high flying stuff. I mean, people forget about Earthquake. Earthquake had a motor on him, man. I mean, the way he was moving that ring, it was not a freak. Oh, the Big Boss Man. They're not a
Boss Man.
Boss Man was explosive and quick.
Yeah. What was my man name from WCW? He came over to WWE later on. He used to do, I think, a flip off the top rope. I think he had a ring in his lip or something like that. I forgot his name, but I guess I shouldn't have brought him up when I
Morrison.
His name. But who was
it? Hugh Morrison.
Right.
Yeah, Hugh Morrison would do moonsaults. I mean, he was a big dude. He was like 280, close to 300. I remember that.
Yeah,
he would do some good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what he was talking about.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Dominic.
Back to the topic of we need more female wrestlers than the six of cart figure and cute face. That's what me and Martarius I think yesterday was talking about. I said, man, she really set the tone for that match, even though she came up short. But I said, she's another one of my favorites. And I think the week before, I was saying, we need more different shapes and sizes. Like, I praise Nia Jax. I praise Tamina. I praise Genghis Khan. I mean, not Genghis Khan. Well, Kong, excuse me. You know. And therefore, I'm like, we need different sizes, because I think WWE, that's what the point, they were just getting, it was like all the females pretty much the same. Maybe you had some that was a different color, but, you know, it was still the same.
Allow me to interject. I got to say, y'all, don't praise Nia Jax too hard, because that's my boo. So I just, you know, I have Macho Man jealousy. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's my boo. So, you know, don't compliment her too hard. I get a little insecure. All right, I'm going to leave it alone.
Yes, sir.
Antoine,
yes,
we share booze on Russell Talking to D because me and Dominic,
we understand. No, I let him have Sasha. We broke up. I'm a Bianca Belair guy now.
Ah, there you go.
Hey, Lee, I think Lee, he wanted to come on today. He wanted to talk about Brock Lesnar for a moment. So, Lee, I'm going to give you the chance to start the next topic. You want to talk about Brock Lesnar?
A lot of people think he's an asshole. But he is. But he's a valuable. He's a valuable Bill Payne asshole. You know, he's worth every penny's contract. Yes, he is really like that. Brock Lesnar, on TV, that asshole Brock Lesnar. Yes, he's like that in real life. But dang it, when Tissa Low, when the ratings suck, he's the first guy who calls. And he, every time he's on the show, every single time, money comes in Vince's pocket. Every single time, cash registers ringing off the hook. So that's what Brock Lesnar does. Now, like it or not, Brock, it doesn't matter if you win the Royal Rumble. It doesn't matter. Because what matters is who has the balls. Who has the balls to skip steps in the ring with Brock Lesnar, because you know he's going to win, at WrestleMania. That is the question.
Like I said before, it has to be McIntyre. It has to be McIntyre. I don't know if he's going to win the Royal Rumble or the Elimination Chamber
match. He ain't
going to
win the Royal Rumble.
You said what?
I'll tell you right now, Brock Lesnar is your winner. Because Paul Heyman, and look at Paul Heyman's track record, according to wrestling, as far as wrestling is concerned, in the square circle, Paul Heyman has never, ever, 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 ever lied. Ever. Only once. Only one time. It has Paul Heyman ever said something that was a flat lie, Survivor Series 2001. Other than that, every time Paul Heyman predicted something, it has come true. Brock Lesnar is your Royal Rumble winner. Again.
What about the WrestleMania that Seth Rollins gained the title back?
That don't count. Nobody expected Seth Rollins. That don't count.
All right.
That was blasphemy.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to chime in on that. Brock is okay. I'm gonna call it. My favorite, my pick for the Royal Rumble, Drew McIntyre. Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna push Drew. He's getting over as a face.
Yep.
Slowly, which I kind of hate. I wanted him to be. I thought he was a better heel than a face. But there's enough opposition and challenge going around that when he goes face to face with Brock in that ring. The crowd is going to act a fool. No way to win that. And I think it's gonna be I think they wanna push Drew.
Yep.
I think they're gonna push Drew to the top. I got a feeling.
Oh, okay.
That's what we gonna hear.
Yeah,
we gonna hear that. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I just feel like it's a no-brainer. Like, Drew McIntyre has paid his dues. You know, he has paid his dues for almost 2 years since coming back to the main roster. And some of us feel like he should have had a title shot a long time ago, but they gave it to Strowman a few times. They gave it to Seth a few times. They gave it to Finn Balor last year at the Royal Rumble against Brock. They gave it to a few other people over Drew McIntyre. So I think it's a no-brainer that he finally gets that nod. Because you don't want to waste a talent like Drew McIntyre. Like I was saying earlier, Elias. You know how I feel about Elias, Antoine. I feel like they're wasting the talents of Elias. Elias should be getting a greater push than what he's getting. And just to go back to McIntyre, it's a no-brainer for me that he's going to win this year's Royal Rumble, hands down. I lost everybody, huh?
No, I'm still here, sir.
I know, I'm still here.
That was it. That was my comments, and that was it.
Okay. I think mine, like I said, he's one of mine. McIntyre, he got to be one of those, like, it's no brainer. It's like, we can debate, like, oh, you're stupid. I don't want to say stupid. No, you're overreacting, or no, not him. I mean, he's like I said, he's one of the top five. Everybody's saying it's obvious. Me, like I said, if it's not McIntyre, I would love to see Kevin Owens. He's another one that's getting that baby push like McIntyre, and it's like, you know, he gotta achieve. He gotta be the one. You know.
Right.
You know. I mean, those two is just. But it will be, now, spoiler alert. Now, this is a really spoiler, and I'm going to have everybody heated. What if we get, since this year, we're going to have 10 guys from NXT, we get an NXT guy, Matt Riddle, win the Royal Rumble.
I'll be angry about that. That's like, that's worse than Tessa Blanchard.
I
want to
be, because it's only. I mean, I think it's quite a few guys that's very worthy. Like I said, that's very worthy. I can truly see winning. Because they're doing a phenomenal job, or they either it's about time the world needs to know some of these talents. One is Tommaso Ciampa. Two, Matt Riddle. Three, Keith Lee. And four, who else was I going to say? Johnny Gargano.
Okay.
I mean, Adam Cole, yeah, he is the man, baby, of the year. But I mean, it will be kind of to the fans of Cole. I mean, yeah, you would like it, but I mean, to anybody else, it will be a slap in the face. I want my money back if you let that guy win over Brock.
Right. Yeah, that'd be interesting, man. That'd definitely be interesting. We'll see what happens. Any final thoughts on this topic? We're going to take a break, and we want to come back and talk about some of the gimmicks that are on the rise right now in the wrestling world. Like, what gimmicks are on the rise, and possible dream matches for WrestleMania that you guys might be thinking of, or possible nightmare matches for WrestleMania. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and discuss that. All right, this is Russell talking indeed on a Tuesday on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.
I know. He's extraordinary. Before this contract is official, allow me, Kobe, to tell you personally just how much I've appreciated everything you've accomplished over these past 11 years.
All right, we're back live here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We thank you for listening. You can be listening to anybody else's show, but you decide to listen to us, so we thank you for that. We got a lot to talk about in the second half hour of this show. But we got a few other special shows that's going to be coming on these airwaves this week. We got we got Talking Sports from Detroit that will be airing Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. And then from 6 to 7 p.m. Thursday night, we have The Playlist, which is a music style of a show that will air on this platform. And then from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., we will be debuting The Gorilla Position with Steve Aaron and The Macho Ghost. Everybody loves The Macho Ghost and Steve Aaron, so feel free to chime back in and listen to that show. And then we got Talking with Tisha from The D. It's not a wrestling show. It's not a sports show. I don't know what kind of show it is. It's basically about what's on her mind on that particular day, and that's going to air from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Thursday night. So Thursday night will be a jam-packed night for shows. But this is Russell talking to D. This is the flagship show of Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, and we're going to continue on with these wrestling topics as I get my stuttering together. So Dominic and Antoine, thanks for being patient. We put you on hold. Thanks for being patient, man. I don't know how long you're going to be with us, but we wanted to take this time to talk about possible dream matches for WrestleMania, this upcoming WrestleMania, and possible nightmare matches as well. I don't know if you guys have any dream matches or nightmare matches, but I'm definitely going to start off by tossing the ball over to you, Dominic. You can start off with this discussion, if you don't mind.
Dream match. I mean, I know we're getting one in particular, but I mean, it's a fantasy dream match. I know we're not going to see it, but it's a must. I would like to see like a Roman Reigns versus the one and only People's Champ, the cousin, Rock.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that'd be tight. You know, they've been talking about that for quite some time now. It don't seem like it's going to happen this year, but I'm in agreement with you, man. I would like to see The Rock versus Roman Reigns. I think that has the that's must-see TV at its highest order, and I would love to see that.
Rock said he's official attire, but we want that official if Batista – you know, made a, you know, say he was retired, but then, you know, had a little, you know, it was horrible. You know, wanted on his term a official retirement match for Clark as what other person to do it than the bloodline, you know, family, Roman, the big dog, you know, and to help him, I mean, he's already over, but just give him that, you know, this is my torch. I'm passing it to you. You know, do the family justice torch. You know, with Roman. From the hip. I know I said it, Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks. Adam Ali, Tommaso Ciampa versus The Miz. I mean, we want a part two of that. CM Punk versus Triple H. And I'm going to pass it to one of you guys. I'm not going to hold the mic.
Well, I don't know if Antoine is still with us, but... Antoine,
yeah,
you still
here.
There?
All right. Yep, I'm here.
Feel free to chime
okay,
in whenever.
Okay, dream match. I got about two, but the first one I'm thinking right away because I think they're kind of similar to each other. Dream match scenario, Gargano versus Daniel Bryan.
Ooh.
That would be a great match. Let me take it back from Blast to the Past. Let me think of some old names. Dream Match. Oh, here's a good one. In His Prime, Bruno Sammartino against Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania.
Mm.
At Madison Square Garden. Where else you going to do it? I mean, Bruno's the king of MSG, sold it out over 200 times, and then Hogan is just Hogan. That would probably do better than Hogan versus Warrior. And speaking of Warrior, my nightmare match, I'm going to put the Ultimate Warrior with it might work. Because people hate Baron Corbin that much. Let's see, my nightmare match. Nightmare match would be like Bastion Booger against EC3. I mean, that would be a nightmare. That would be a nightmare on a pre-show.
Wait a minute, who did you say? I heard EC3.
Bastion Booger. So you don't even remember him.
Yes, I remember that. I just didn't hear the name. That would be a Martez would say, let's go get some nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kids, let's get pizza.
Right. Now, for me, you know, this is something that I wish they could put together. And that's, it don't even have to be a match. It could be some kind of face-to-face kind of ordeal. And that's The Undertaker and Sting. You know, I think we've been clamoring for that for a while. Even these two guys have been clamoring for that. And I don't see what the issue is with WWE and why they won't put these two in the same ring together. It truly doesn't have to be a match, but I would love to see those two face-to-face in some kind of way, shape, form, or fashion at a WrestleMania. That's a dream scenario for me. Another dream match, it would be, CM Punk versus of Daniel Bryan. You know, I would like to see a CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan. And my last dream match, and I think this is going to happen. Daniel Bryan and The Miz. Daniel Bryan and The Miz, they fought at SummerSlam. They fought at other different pay-per-views. But this rivalry is so huge. This rivalry is so big that it needs to be displayed on a WrestleMania stage. And why not do it this year? The Miz can easily interfere in the match between The Fiend and Daniel Bryan at Royal Rumble to cause Daniel Bryan the belt. And that could usher in a Daniel Bryan versus The Miz match at WrestleMania. So that's my dream match. Nightmare match, I guess it would be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns again. I don't know if nobody wants to see that again. So that's my nightmare match.
I mean, it wasn't a night. That's your opinion. I'm sorry, sir. I'm totally sorry. I know I didn't.
It's okay. Hold on, Dominic. Listen, you entitled to disagree or even say my opinion is poo poo. You entitled to do that. Go for it.
I'm not gonna say that's poo poo. No, that's what I'm saying. You know, I know the rules and stipulations of Russell talking to D, and I can understand. That's your opinion, sir. If you get that at WrestleMania, you would have been like, I'm not satisfied. I can understand, but you know, for me, I'm gonna be like Mr. Lee. Oh, it's box office. That one. Oh, it's my CTV, daddy. I'm gonna get into American Dream right there. Ooh, we're gonna be styling and profiling. on that one. But on a serious note, like I said, I didn't give out my dream matches. I mean, my nightmare match. I would have to say a nightmare match. I don't want to see, and it's looking like it's going to play out. Let's stick with Roman Reigns. A Roman Reigns versus Baron Corbin match at WrestleMania. Hello? 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 Hello?
I'm sorry, Dominic. My earphones, I had some technical difficulties with my earphone. I missed basically everything you said.
Oh, I said let's stick with Roman Reigns. My nightmare match is what we look like we're going to get at WrestleMania. That is a Baron Corbin versus Roman Reigns. I'm not a fan. If I get this, I'm going to the bathroom, putting my order in with Buddy Suggest Pizza.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think they're gonna do us that dirty against Baron Corbin and Roman Reigns. They can't do us that dirty, man. That'll be dirty.
I think so because Vince likes Baron Corbin. Vince is the only one that's behind Baron Corbin. He's loving some Baron Corbin. And
right.
Vince wanna push his guy to his way.
Absolutely.
We look like we're going to get that. I mean, some of these matches that Sarah last week said this year, WrestleMania. I'm sorry, I'm very so far how the way the angle's looking like. It's a nightmare. That's let me get into it. Let me preach. Papa don't preach, but I'm gonna start today. I'm not liking the six-man tag angle. It's looking like it's going to be some type of, and this is my guy to win the Royal Rumble, Kevin Owens versus Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, and maybe a Rey Mysterio or a Big Show. If it's not Big Show, it's going to be Rey Mysterio versus Seth Rollins versus the AOP. I'm not liking that as a Royal Rumble match, maybe Elimination Chamber. Yeah, but not heading towards WrestleMania. I know I said it. I opened up the can, but I didn't finish it. I got lackluster. I think, are we going to pretty much get a Asuka versus Becky Lynch match at WrestleMania? Or if not, it's probably a Ronda Rousey if she returned versus Becky Lynch. I'm not feeling that. I want a new competitor to face Becky Lynch.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, Ronda may be back, but I was kind of, disappointed in the match last year at the WrestleMania with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, like they gotta as we know with WWE, the phrase the card the subject to change. My golly, the card better be subject to change. Hey, man, because I'm the angle. I will give you Miz versus Daniel Bryan now. I will give you that one.
It makes sense, man.
Yep.
It makes sense.
Yeah, that one do make sense. It makes sense. It is a must-see match. But right now, like I was hearing, yeah, was it like Brock Lesnar versus Cain Velasquez or the other guy, what's his name?
Tyson
Fury.
Yeah, if it's not one or the other,
they already got a plan A, plan B with some of these storylines and angle matches. That is like it's still like I want none of the above. If this is a multiple choice test, is it A, B, or C? I'm a letter in D, like none of them.
So, right. Antoine, you still with this?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, you just listening, huh?
Yeah, I'm here, but I'm ready to chime in.
I'm done.
Hey, I feel you on the whole like Cain Velasquez, Tyson Fury deal. Well, Cain, Tyson to me has potential because he's got personality, he's got charisma on him. They could make it work with him.
They both can make it work, but don't give me a title match for either one of them.
I agree. Don't cheapen it like that. If that's the case, man, just give us David Arquette. At least he's actually a pro now. But that's the direction where you're headed. Don't do that. Not at WrestleMania.
That's what I'm saying. Like I said, what was the pay per view? The greatest one, not greatest Royal Rumble, whatever. That was in Saudi Arabia or. Fastlane or something like that. One of those little put together pay per views that just like, hey, let's build them up. You can give me that was just right to kind of one of those big political or partnership, they got to make money and sell tickets. Long story short, yeah, I get it. But, man, I want to, guys, can I still jump off subject but still stick on to dream match / pay-per-view concept I would like to see? Right quick, and we're going to, about 2 or 3 minutes. Knight of Champions. Two of them, Knight of Champions and Bragging Rights, to me, they need to kind of refix that. Like, Knight of Champions, they should do some type of either tournament or either with every WWE brand promotion, they need to pretty much have a big either triple threat or fatal four-way championship match for each title to make that pay-per-view live up to his name and help it bring some more value. And Bragging Rights was at first the brand battle pay-per-view that they slowly took off and made Survivor Series a brand battle, which they did at Survivor Series. I didn't mind, but they took away from the traditional Survivor Series matches concept and made it as well. They had it with it, but then they added that element to it, and they didn't give us no compilation prize or the winner is the winner of this brand wins. They would have the rights, a home, field advantage or some type of way. Each winner have a title shot or a number 30 slot reserved in the Royal Rumble, et cetera, et cetera. So they need to probably bring back, take the element out of this coming up Survivor Series and bring back the pay-per-view bragging rights. So that would be my dream. And I'm done. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like what they did in Survivor Series. That was great. It'd be cool if they did like some type of team trophy, a brand trophy. That would be kind of cool. I wouldn't mind that if they did something like that. Back to WrestleMania. Yeah, I don't know what the card is going to look like, but you can see, I mean, whatever they're going to do with the Fiend, they're going to do. What I'm expecting, I'm expecting the Fiend have a dope entrance at WrestleMania.
Man, he got to. And then what I was hearing, if they don't have
yeah, we gonna let you can finish that, but then Lee, he's back on. He's gonna jump in after you get finished.
Okay, real quick, we're gonna wrap it up. I would like to see the rumor storyline go around the Fiend versus the Fiend. It's like paying homage to that Undertaker versus Undertaker match. What pay per view it was? I would like to see that at WrestleMania.
Oh, whoa.
Dream match.
That's a nightmare.
A nightmare?
Now, first of all, Martez, I feel like, peeling back the carpet in the ring and just suplexing you so many times. Suplexing you so many times, Martez. Really do.
I'm in on Muse's commercial. Well, you back on now, so let's continue on, man.
Yeah, I feel like suplexing you sometimes. But anyway, now,
Hold on. Go. You can suplex me. I wish he was in person, man. You can try.
I would love to, man. Shoot. Anyway, let's see here. After that very long commercial break, I want to say a dream match would have to be Braun Strowman and a little reunion, if you will. Braun Strowman, Luke Harper, but he's gone. So Braun Strowman, Aaron Rowan.
Let me stop, man. The way we do our show over here is the way we do our show. I know you think we kind of long-winded, but the way we do our show is the way we do our show. Now, if you're not okay with it, then that's on you, bro. You know, I try to open my arms up to you, man. But you know, if you don't like the way we do our show, then I mean,
I love your show, man.
Say what?
I love your show. It's just too long. Commercial.
Hold on. We've been doing it like this for a minute. Now I'll take criticism, but come on, man. I don't critique your show. I don't say nothing about your show, but you keep saying stuff about my show, and I've been ignoring it, you know. But I can't keep ignoring it now, man. Now go ahead and finish your comment, man.
I want to say have a reunion match, if you will. Let's say Luke Harper is gone. So I want to say Braun Strowman, Eric Rowan.
Okay.
And let's see, who else? Now Harper's gone. That's it. Braun Strowman, Eric Rowan.
Yeah. I mean, I'm right there with you, man. Dominic, you got anything else to say, man?
Oh, no. Mr. Lee, sir.
Say what?
No, let Mr. Lee continue.
Go ahead. Yeah, well, I know Lee didn't agree with it, but I kind of would like to see the Fiend versus the Undertaker. In some kind of way, but I would like to see a passing of the torch, like with the Fiend and the Undertaker.
I love that. The Fiend versus the Fiend would work.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I just.
Hey, look, we're talking the Fiend Bray Wyatt, right? Versus the Undertaker. Mm-hmm. What if we threw in Sting for some reason?
Yeah, I was saying that a little earlier. I would like to see the Undertaker and the Sting some kind of way. The Undertaker and Sting, like, have some kind of face to face. So I kind of agree with you on that.
Yeah, my dream match. I wrote a story about this in middle school. Guys, I wrote a story about this. Unfortunately, it happens in my dream. But Undertaker and Goldberg at WrestleMania.
Okay.
It's probably not happening.
That's in my dreams, unfortunately. That's where it will stay. The powers that be decide to make it happen. That's going to happen in your dreams for now.
Right. All right, guys. We getting ready to wrap up this show for tonight. Want to take the next 5 minutes to talk about gimmicks. What are some gimmicks that you guys... What gimmicks do you guys like right now? I know me and Dominic, we talked earlier this week about the question mark in NWA. Like, that's a cool gimmick. What gimmicks do you guys like?
The dude with his pockets in AEW is kind of interesting. It's kind of, I don't know what's the deal on that. Just out of amusement, but what's the deal on it?
Yeah, Orange Cassidy. We that was last week, gimmick of the week. He was the grand prize winner. It's a too cool for school gimmick slash Mr. Cool Man Lou, you know. Dude, he's something special. It's like he's my, what Martez was saying, Elias. You know, dude is when you, it's a gimmick that you want to turn away, but he just amazes you. He thrills you. He, you know, it's like you want to laugh at him, but then that laughing turns to cheer because he'll turn around and actually bust an amazing move or do something spectacular with his hands in it. Hands in his pants. No dirty joke intended when I say hands in the pants, but he literally have his hands in his pockets. And it's literally performing some wrestling moves and not breaking a sweat. So, Martez, you want to bring up the question mark, kind of give a background story or me?
You can bring it up and I'll add to it.
I'll let you do it because I know you're in a little bit more watches NWA, this reboot NWA than me. I'm just kind of like on and off. And when I have been watching it, he's the one that catch my attention. So
yeah, real briefly because we got 2 minutes to go. But I'm a big fan. We'll probably have to talk more about it in the next show because of the shorter time we got. But Damian Sandow, which isn't his name in NWA. I'm not sure what's it. What is his name in NWA? I forgot.
still say it, Damian Sandow.
Yeah. He's aligned with this gentleman by the name of Question Mark who wears a mask with a question mark written on the mask. It's a pretty cool gimmick, something out the box, kind of like a sensei karate type of a gimmick that they got going on right now. And I think it's a cool gimmick, and that's what I like about the NWA. They doing things that's out the box, like that you don't see on WWE. And of course, I really want to take some time to elaborate on this gimmick on the next show. But I think that's one of the gimmicks that I like. And Dominic, you had a chance to be witness to the question mark.
Yeah, and one quick I would like to say with the question mark, it's like something like this guy, it's like he put together something like so stupid and it's sounding like a Mongolian. Or he made up like two countries and put it together
where this background, this wrestler is from, and say he's the greatest karate master in the world. And then the guy literally mumbles and when he's talking. When Damian Sandow, he does such a fantastic job of don't letting the crowd get to him when they, at first they wanted to boo, but they cheer. And so he overrided, like, you know, when they were now cheering for him, they like to give him now. He's like, when he gets to talk, he's like, shut up!
Right, right.
And it's to the point and they're still cheering. And they're still cheering. They're not getting mad at him. They're like, yeah, he's just like, you freaking morons. Like, in his mind, he's like, why is y'all cheering for this? This gimmick is, it's something about it you can tell it's like, it's horrible. But you like it?
Right.
But anyways, last week on the NWA show, we heard the national anthem of the Mongolians, the country speaks from national anthem. And once again, it was just no exact words. We just heard and the song was open, and it was a standing ovation. I'm like, how is this guy is winning?
Right. I'm right
This is.
I'm right.
Hey, Lee,
you got something to say?
I'm
getting ready to close out. You got something to say, man?
Man, WrestleMania 36. I hope it's decent. Hope it ain't long as hell. At WrestleMania 35, that was cool. It was just long as hell. I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. Don't know what's going on until probably March. We'll find out what's going on in March leading up to WrestleMania. I wouldn't mind one of these days Kofi Kingston one more time, become a 2-time champion. Maybe as a heel, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
We'll see what happens. Are we going to wrap this show up? I want to thank everybody that came on the show. I want to thank Lee Houston of the Wrestling Tracks that came over to do the show with us today. We appreciate you. And then I want to thank Dominic Portman, who's always a loyal and a supportive contributor to this platform. We appreciate you, Dominic, as always. We want to thank the callers, Antoine Davenport, who called in today. We want to thank everybody for listening. This is Wrestle Talking to D, right here on the platform known as Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Have a good day. God bless and take care.